Well, I'm hoping it'll work out with Springerville. That's really the bottom line. I want to cover into Springerville because that's most of my trips. It's like grocery shopping, Springerville. And then, yeah, if it can cover over there, then I'm good. I don't really care too much about Shiloh. I mean, me and you have talked when you're up there in Sunrise, so I mean, this antenna will cover up the Sunrise for sure. Shiloh's hit and miss. I know it covers down to the Y. I know for sure it'll cover down to the Y. And it'll also cover all the way down to Sanders. But and then all the way into Hallbrook. But it's a little shorter, you know, and then the gain's lower too. It's 7.2 dB, but not DBI, just dB. So 7.2 dB, approximately 164 watts on REP. So anyway, we'll see what happens. The only way to test this is actually drive the sprayer wheel. And I have another round of that coming up soon. But I got to figure out what's wrong with my truck before I drive it that far. But it works all over town. It does really well over here. And for now, it's just going to be like that. And I don't think I'm going to go up any higher. There's no point in that because every 10 feet, I only gain a dB. So I don't think I'm going to go up any higher. I think it's just going to stay where it's at. And the wind load's perfect because it's only, the antenna's rated for 130 mile an hour winds. And we get 90 up here, and I won't have that washing machine effect with a longer antenna, of course.